And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we have
Gavin Insulin.
Pastor Gavin Insulin and
Black Knight.
The Black Knight right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics, well, we are currently looking at the U.S. mid-elections. And what are the results so far? Will the country be painted blue or will the country be painted red and stuff? So we can also be looking who has won in specific states as well, the votes of the people, and what our thoughts are of those people that have won. So it's going to be quite a very interesting show. As always, Pastor Gavin, do you want to elaborate more?
What my view is, and obviously we're going to get into it, I mean, first of all, you know, let me just put Arizona down, the state of Arizona, as my comment on the U.S. election. So one of the two ladies that is running for governor is the lady that was responsible for running those elections, Katie Hobbs.
Mm-hmm.
What a disaster. There's a place called Maricopa County, which is where Biden got all of those extra votes. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In the 2020 election. And then guess what happens? You start getting reports, but very early in the day, U.S. time. So early in the afternoon, South African time, or late afternoon, somewhere there. It was in the afternoon. I know the sun you hadn't set yet. And people, I mean, there was this one woman, she goes to vote. You know, I think it's in Phoenix somewhere.
Mm.
And there's two Democrat women in front of us. So they put their ballot into the machine. And it goes through and they get their sticker. Everything's normal. Then she puts her ballot through and it was all Republican. And it rejects it. So then she has to put it upside down. Rejects it again. And then she calls over someone to help her. Rejects it twice more. Then they take it to another machine. Rejects it the first time. Finally, I think third or fourth time on the second machine it went through.
Sure.
All right. So that then I hear about other people, the machine won't accept their ballot. So they have to do what I can't remember the name of the ballot, but basically they write it on a piece of paper, gets put in a box. And now we promise you, your vote will be counted.
Mm.
All right. And all the people complaining are Republicans.
Sure.
So straight away now, you know, that Katie Hobbs, she's been exposed by Project Veritas. She's useless at running elections. And so if Arizonans voted for her, and if it wasn't stolen, then the people of Arizona are very stupid.
Mm.
Because someone's wrecked your election process. America can't, in a state of Arizona, particularly in Maricopa County, you can't run a proper election.
Mm. Yeah.
All right? I don't understand that. I really don't understand it.
Mm.
And if they voted for this lady to be their governor, well, may the Lord be with him. And so Arizona was traditionally been a red state. That's now gone blue. And I think there's a very blue time ahead for America.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of stories in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
There's stories in Wisconsin, you know, all sorts of places like that. So, it's a very blue day for America.
That's what we're going to be speaking about right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts, get involved in interesting discussions, voice your opinions, and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better.
So we are speaking about the midterm elections happening right now in the United States. And this is an article from NBC. And this is what it's titled, Live Update, Midterm Elections, Democrats Flip Key Pennsylvania State Seat While House Control is Up in the Air, NBC News Projects. And they basically say control of the U.S. House and Senate were up in the air. Early Wednesday, states across the country tallied votes in a neck-and-neck midterm election race. The close contests will determine whether Democrats keep their slim majorities in the House and Senate or if Republicans will seize control of one or both chambers of the legislature. Democrats will pick up a pivotal Senate seat in Pennsylvania as Governor John Fetterman will defeat Republican Oz. NBC News projected that critical Senate races in Georgia, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona were unresolved early Wednesday, according to NBC. Meanwhile, NBC News did not project control of the House on Tuesday, and an early NBC estimate suggested Republicans could end up with 220 seats, a narrow majority. Republicans came into Election Day hoping to take commanding control of the chamber. And then they've posted basically on that article the results that they have. In terms of the seats for the U.S. Senate, there were 12 Democratic wins at that point. There were 5 seats to still be decided, and then there were 36 Democrats that are not on the ballot. And then 18 Republican wins, 29 Republicans are not on the ballot. So that's in terms of the U.S. Senate. And then in terms of the U.S. House of Representatives, they had 217 Democratic wins and 218 Republican wins. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, obviously, I think we need to start talking about what's going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the important races is in Arizona.
Mm.
And that's Kerry Lake.
Yeah.
And the CNN says Kerry Lake raises unfounded doubts about election results in Arizona governor race that's too early to call. And it says Democrat Katie Hobbs is leading the Republican Kerry Lake in Arizona governor's race with little more than half of the precincts reporting. And though much could change as ballots are counted, the GOP nominee is already casting doubt on the election results. Now, if you look at what happened in Arizona yesterday, I'm sorry, but there's a big problem there. If you go through here, Kerry Lake is unmasked after her disaster of a down under review, all of these sorts of things. Yeah, I'm not sure, Black Knight, what you think.
Yeah, looking at this, obviously, the whole factor, the point I'm going to make is that she has to look out for the ballot that are going to be dropped, and that's manually that's manually voted by people, and with the machines, like the win for KT was like a drastic win for her. And for me, I think when we go to the machines and when we go to people dropping their own ballots that they wrote on paper, that's, we see the difference. And now she's actually hanging on those drops that are being counted right now. But we see that with the machines, they're not favoring her at all. So for me, these machines are a problem.
So we're basically saying that the elections will be stolen again this time around.
Nah, these machines are a problem. And also another thing, for me, where America, I think, lost it with their ex-president Donald Trump, when these guys saw that they didn't go as far as we thought they were going to go, you know what I mean? People accepted the what we were saying to them.
Yeah.
And I think that was the biggest flaw in this whole thing, because literally for me, I wasn't feeling good when this thing was starting with what was being said and all the hopes that they gave us. I felt like it was a repeat of what we went through with 2020 with Donald Trump and Biden.
Yeah.
So and we see like things with what's happening around the world. These people are all in like the same party and they all voting for each other. And it doesn't look right. And obviously, once you say it's stolen, they've already placed a tree there to mock you already, because they've already done that. That be aware for these guys who are going to come and say the elections were stolen or whatever the case is. Remember Donald Trump. Remember the guy who sells pillows. You get what I'm saying? And then already when you come out and say that. So in fact, you'll be afraid to even come out and say that, because you know you're gonna be clustered as the crazy one or the one who doesn't accept a lose.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the fact that at this time round again we might have elections stolen in America?
Well, I mean, I'm looking in Wisconsin because in Michigan.
Yeah.
Where Gretchen Whitmer won.
Yeah.
They said 53-45%. But I mean, there were areas, there were counties in, where is that? Michigan, Detroit.
Yeah.
Where they said Whitmer got 93% of the vote.
Hmm.
Is that possible?
No.
Is that possible?
93? No.
So okay. There's also other counties that I've seen, somewhere where they're saying they've had more absentee ballots than what they got like registered voters in those counties.
Sure.
Let me put it to you this way. As a South African, looking at what people fight for in the elections in America, there's absolutely and utterly no ways that those elections are free and fair.
Yeah.
They say that it's voter suppression to not have an ID when you go and vote. And that is something that I don't, as a South African, I can't understand. And I don't think whether you're a black South African or a white South African or a colored or an Indian, you know, or a Chinese South African, I don't care what kind of a South African you are. I cannot see that South Africans are going to accept. Imagine if our independent election authority came along and said, we're dropping the requirement to bring an ID to the election to vote, to the polling station to vote. Because it's voter suppression, it suppresses voters. I mean, black not. What do you think the black majority in South Africa would say to that?
They won't accept that. And then if that happens, and then obviously what we saw what happened with like I'll refer to the 2020 elections. I think there'll be violence around the whole country, because already with the system that we have. They do believe that wrong things do happen in terms of people who don't come out and vote, and but they registered on our system, and then probably they still use them, you know. So already with that system we have a problem, and obviously I don't see it happening. And the majority that votes in our country is obviously your elderly. They don't really like machines and all of that, so that'll be a problem.
But I mean, I'm also looking just at that Kathy Hochul, and that's the woman who became governor of New York when the previous governor had to step down.
Yeah.
And then there was a guy Lee Zeldin, Republican, that was running against her.
Yeah.
Now, from what I hear, New York is falling apart because of crime. And and then she wins. So I'm not 100% sure what's going on in the minds of these voters, because my goodness gracious me, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she won in Arkansas. Ron DeSantis won nearly 60% in Florida. And then here's the thing in Georgia. So the guy running for the Senate, a guy named Herschel Walker, the Republican, he's not winning enough to get 50% of the vote, which means there's going to be a runoff election. But Brian Kemp, who's the governor, you know, this guy comes and he wins 53% against Stacey Abrams, 45% of the vote. So he wins by like 8%.
Mm.
But Brian Kemp is an establishment guy. And one of the things that I'm seeing is that your establishment Republicans are willing to lose elections to get rid of the guys that I want.
Yeah.
That they're willing to lose elections.
Hmm.
Because
can I just say that I'm actually glad that Stacey is not the one who won the election.
I'm saying, what's the difference between her and Kemp?
Yeah, but then for me, I know that I was recently watching an interview with her, and she said that she was pushing for abortion, and one of her statements, which shocked me, I remember I couldn't stop speaking about it with my family. She basically said that the reason for inflation and whatever is because people are having kids. So the solution, basically one of the solutions to inflation is abortion and stuff like that. So if she had won governor, then Georgia would have been in big trouble. I'm not saying that the other guy is better, but already with her mindset and whatever, I haven't ever listened to
him. Can I be honest
with
you? Never mind Georgia. America's in big trouble.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much.
I mean, the stuff that I've heard from Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay, is that at the end of the day, people are very very upset over what's happening at the border.
Yeah.
And it's making Arizona unsafe.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this result. So what you're telling me now is that the majority of people are okay with what's going on there.
No.
And as these Democrat policies come to fruition, they're happy that they have no border with Mexico. And the drugs are coming in, you know, and all sorts of things like that.
Yeah, no. So I think what's happening now with the elections, which is not being shown, which is why we can kind of tell that there's rigs that are happening and things like that with the elections, that the people are tired. If you look at people's social media or whatever and stuff like that, people that usually report on what's happening in America, the people are tired. And what they're wanting to do is they want to get rid of who's currently in position. So whether it's a Republican, whether it's a Democrat or whatever, they're wanting to get rid of that, and the election should basically be portraying that, which is not. So if it was, I personally think if it was a Republican that was in charge at that time, because of the election, it should be a Democrat, because people would want to switch up on who's there and stuff, but that's not what the elections are showing.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts.
The thing is that polls are showing that something like 78% of Americans are unhappy with the economy.
Yeah.
Now, since when do you have a country where 78% of the people are unhappy with the economy, and they see the policies of the administration as being a disaster, and yet they vote for the same people?
It wouldn't make sense. Yeah.
You know what doesn't watch with what you're saying. We look at Trump's first term. Like it was just him and his guys, you know. It was just the whole Congress was just red, you know what I mean? And stuff went well. Like America was booming at that time. And then the crazy thing, and then is that 2020 he lost. Like that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like America was fine, and then they basically, with what you're saying, with when the voting must reflect what people are saying. Literally, what the voting then reflected was that, no, we don't want America fine. We actually want America as a stuff up. Because after then, they brought out their lovely man who's there on top, Biden. And then, yeah, he did the most. But I was just checking also that how when the Congress itself is painted as red and they're unified, things go well. Checking their history, when weird things about America came out, it's either the Senate and the person in the president, or it would be the House and the president. There would be Democrats, and then all of those weird things would come out. You know what I mean? And obviously, I'm not saying obviously if we just have Republicans. That's also fine, because that's also dangerous on its own. But yeah, this thing of theirs, and now if they get the House, if they get the whole Congress with the, but I don't think they'll get the Senate. I think the Senate Maybe it's too quick to say, but it's red.
I think it's more the House of Representatives that's red than it is the Senate.
As we're busy recording this,
yeah,
there's 199 Republicans, 272 Democrats.
On the House of Representatives.
Oh, okay. In the House. And in the Senate, it's 48-48.
But we still have your Arizona and, was it Nevada, that still bring their vote in.
Everyone's predicting at least 220.
220.
Which is much smaller than they expected. But so in the Senate, it's 48-48. And so there's, what, four races?
Yeah.
And aren't the Dems leading in all four?
Yeah. So according to New York Times, they're tracking the elections, and the last update they did was 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they say, according to their forecast, they had a 66% chance of control leaning towards the Democrats.
In the
Senate.
In the Senate.
Yeah.
Now, Kelly's leading in Arizona against Masters.
Yeah.
All right. And then they say now Warnock is leading against Walker.
Yeah.
In Georgia. He's the incumbent, but he won through a rigged election in, you know, with a runoff in January 2021. Okay, the Republicans leading in Nevada. Laxalt. The Republicans leading there by 2%. And I'm just checking Wisconsin. Okay, Ron Johnson. Okay, looks like 98%. Looks like he's going to win. They haven't called it. But, yeah, as I'm looking there. Okay, so it's probably going to be 51-49 to the Democrats or 50-50. If it's 50-50, then obviously the Democrats, through Kamala Harris, control the Senate.
Yeah.
But that.
So if it's 50-50, they control the Senate.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because of when there's a 50-50 tie, then the vice president votes.
Oh, I remember you did.
Yeah. So then it becomes 51-50.
That's a problem. I think.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
I think, I don't know, we're trying to... Do you prefer the Republicans by the House or running the Senate?
If they don't take both, and they actually needed to take the House by a big margin and the Senate by a big margin, because you've got senators, Republican senators that are going to vote for the Democrats on a number of issues.
Yeah.
Lisa Murkowski.
Oh, okay.
What's his name? The one that ran in, Mitch McConnell, I don't respect that guy, but the guy from Utah that ran in the presidential race in 2012.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And others. I think Susan Collins. You've got a number of these senators. You know, you probably need about 56 or 57 Republican senators if you're really going to fix the country.
Yeah.
And if you're really going to stop Biden doing what he's doing.
Yeah. That was actually going to be my next question. How do you think that the results of these election will affect the presidential election coming up?
I think the Republicans have lost it already.
Sure.
If the Democrats control Arizona.
Yeah.
And Brian Kemp's not going to help the Republicans in Georgia. He's a fake Republican. That's what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying, how terrible Stacey Abrams is. But Brian Kemp, he works with these guys.
Yeah.
Except for Ron DeSantis in Florida. The governor of Texas has won easily. Brian Kemp has won easily. So those are establishment guys.
Yeah.
I mean, the governor of Texas, he has the power to stop guys coming across the border. He can assign the National Guard. He's not doing it. Okay, so these guys are just flooding into Texas. And I mean, it's a joke the way they're flooding in.
Yeah.
And if you look at guys like that, they remind me of the Conservative Party in the United Kingdom. So there's nothing conservative about them. They're not conserving anything. They're just carrying on, you know, doing their thing. And so I think that I think the, you know, when you got those rubber dinghies, those small rubber boats.
Yeah.
They're in a rubber dinghy. They don't have an engine, so they don't have an onboard motor, and they also don't have oars. So America's now, they're in the river, and downstream there's a waterfall. I think they're headed for a cliff.
Sure. Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
It is going to affect it in a, it depends obviously who, in fact, yeah, it is going to affect it a lot, because The Democrats would might still want to, in fact, not might, they want to keep Biden still. And if they run the House, obviously, we're going to have the same thing happening again. Elections being rigged. And we have this circle that we go around again, and people eventually get tired of it and they don't follow up no more because people need to get back to their lives and all of that.
And then they're
gonna keep on doing that the whole time until people start believing that if you come up with this statement of stuff is being rigged, you dumb or whatever the case is. Because people, if that carries on as their narrative, people end up believing that, and actually they'll start being afraid of speaking out for such things.
Yeah. Just one final statement or question or whatever is, I read an article, I think it was on Saturday or beginning of this week, I don't really know, where they say, well, Trump basically said that he was going to give a big announcement. Do you think the announcement has to do with the elections or the presidential elections and stuff?
Yeah, look, that obviously is what the announcement was about, but you know, I saw an article on Fox News.
Yeah.
So Senator Graham expresses disappointment about the midterms. John Fetterman, and I mean really John Fetterman, people in Pennsylvania, if this is really who you voted for, I'm at a loss for words. Okay, the guy's not there. He's not there. I mean, then Bush aide says Democrats' anti-MAGA strategy worked against Trump. Republican hopes for sweeping fade. They're going to start blaming Trump now. So they're going to use this for the establishment, I think, to take control of the Republican Party. Let me just check here. Kevin McCarthy declares GOP will take the House back. Trump blasted across media spectrum over Republicans' midterm performance. They're saying Trump there, he's the biggest loser of the night.
Wow.
Okay, so... The politically, this is going to be used within the Republican Party to attempt to take Trump out.
Sure. That's very interesting. In Hebrews 9, verse 27 to 28, it says, "And just as each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment, so also Christ was offered once for all time as a sacrifice to take away the sins of many people. He will come again, not to deal with your sins, but to bring salvation to all who are eagerly waiting for him."
One of the things that we say often on this program, on the political show, is that if your hope is in an election result or some political figure to come and save you, your hope is wishful thinking. The reality is you live in a world that's fallen in sin. And obviously we've been led to believe in the last 100 years that we have this system called democracy. Democracy works, you know, democracy reflects the will of the people, you know, and all of these sorts of things. But the reality is, in a democracy, let's take a democracy in its pure form. So if you have a pure democracy, right, and then the winner makes all the rules, so you could have one side winning 52% of the vote and the other side winning 48% of the vote. Then the 52% can make laws to kill the other 48%. That's democracy. The majority rules. If the 52% decide we're going to use the army and the police to kill the other 48%, so everyone is on the other side, then that's democracy. If in democracy, say, a European nation with a white majority population, if they win and all the whites vote for that party, and that party puts a law in and says, we're gonna kill and exterminate all black people that live in this country, that's majority. If you're in South Africa, the black majority gets voted into power, and they vote in parliament and say, it is now legal for black people to kill white people, and we're going to kill them all by 2030. There'll be no white people left in Savior. Majority rules. So this whole thing to say that that democracy is this perfect system. You know, look, I'm looking at all these election results, and the other problem with democracy is sometimes people are just stupid and they vote against their own desires. I mean, people have been voting against their own wishes. People have been voting against their own interests for years in many democracies across many nations. And Jesus, that's why he came to die for us, because we've fallen in sin. We deceive others, and we live deceived. And so when you look at these midterm results, I mean, it's very hard for me to believe that they're accurate in terms of the will of the people. It's very suspicious that in areas that were going to overwhelmingly vote for Kerry Lake, suddenly all the voting machines don't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's very suspicious.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so that makes it hard for me to believe that these people actually voted this way. But here's the other thing. All the polls, even on CNN, were saying that the Republicans were going to win. Now it comes out this way.
Mm.
And Black Knight and myself were talking last week in a conversation. We thinking this thing, they're going to do what they did in 2020. But the converse is this: if it wasn't stolen, what are we saying about the American people?
Mm. Sure.
You voted a guy, Joe Biden, into power that has crushed your oil industry. He's crushed your coal industry. You were all independent when Donald Trump was the president.
Mm.
You're now dependent on Saudi Arabia and all sorts of stuff. Joe Biden has weakened America to such an extent that Saudi Arabia and China are sitting down and negotiating a deal to no longer let the dollar be the reserve currency of the world.
Mm.
And this has happened directly as a result of what Joe Biden has done. You have voted a man, and you know, forget about people calling him stupid and he can't find the stairs when he goes off the stage and all of those sorts of things. Forget about those sorts of things. Here's the reality. Alright, America, you voted for a guy that has put policies in place that are aiming to destroy your country. Jesus will never do that.
Yeah.
Jesus will never destroy you. And so you know, we need to recognize the fact that he's the one that died for us, and he's the one that will save us, and you do not have another savior.
Mm.
And the final thing I'm going to say, his church is the only hope for a prosperous future in the world.
Yeah.
It's only when the church is strong that people have a prosperous future.
Amen.
I don't care what people say. I can show you example upon example in history.
Mm.
And so, you know, at the end of the day, you need to start looking at that, and you need to start reappraising, you know, what it is that you're living for.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if you worship the God of democracy, if you worship the God of socialism, if you worship the God of capitalism, if you worship the God of any ism in the world, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. So let us know your thoughts on our social media platforms. This has been The Political Show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better, and Christ Politics is...
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.
This is Ready On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM.
Active FM.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.